This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
A haircut with Mexican and indigenous roots has gained widespread popularity among Gen Z Latinos in Chicago, despite the controversy it can stir up. It's called the Edgar. WBEZ's Nereida Moreno spent time at a barbershop on Chicago's Southwest Side to learn more.
Picture a bowl cut like what the Beatles wore in the 60s, but the bangs are lined up straight and the sides are shaved clean.
A lot of people know it as an Edgar haircut, and they seem to ask for like a very low, it's called a low taper, but some of them get it really, 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 really low.
That's barber Victor Batrez. He owns Empire Cuts in the city's McKinley Park neighborhood. He said the haircut first became popular among Latinos in border states like California, New Mexico, and Texas. Now, it's become a staple in Chicago.
So it's like more updated, more refined, more detailed. It does look better compared to back in the day.
But Trez gets a request for an Edgar haircut almost every single day. Most, if not all of those clients are Latino boys and teens. It's a cut that requires a regular trim.
The kids ask for that haircut, and the parents get upset because it's like, what did you cut? And you hear the kids arguing with their parents, like, this is the way I like it, I like it.
Empire Cuts is located near the corner of Ashland and 32nd. Students tend to drop in after class, neighborhood kids like 17-year-old Xavier Ramirez. He's a senior at a nearby high school and a regular client.
I just like how it looks, how it blends out on the sides.
Xavier says the haircut is pretty popular at school, but kids haven't always been so nice about it. The Edgar became a viral meme on social media during the pandemic. Some say it's a reference to Edgar Martinez, a former baseball player with the Seattle Mariners. Others call it a tacuache cut in reference to the Mexican ranchero aesthetic. Parents are still getting used to it.
Sometimes my mom might like tell me if it's getting too long, she wants to cut it off. Like just a normal fade in the back.
Xavier stops by the shop on a recent Friday afternoon for a fresh haircut. He sits down with barber Manny Urquizo, a fellow Edgar. He's been rocking that look for years, so he knows what he's doing.
Hair is really important. I be getting a haircut with him like every two, three days.
Urquizo says the cut takes about 30 to 40 minutes from start to finish, depending on the barber. It costs about $30, and it can be difficult to pull off because of the level of detail required.
To be honest, I don't really like doing the Edgar cuts. I don't like them at all, but that's the job of barber. You just got to do what the client says.
Urquizo and his colleagues at Empire Cuts have seen a steady stream of clients since the shop opened last summer. That includes Marquette Park resident Rodrigo Lopez. He brings his 14-year-old son on a regular basis.
We used to take him to another barbershop. He didn't really like the way the guy cut it. Brought him here. Likes the haircut, so I keep coming back.
Lopez's son requests an Edgar haircut on a recent Wednesday. He knows about the memes and controversies. The Edgar has been compared to shags and mullets, which are sometimes considered to be gang-affiliated. One high school in Texas even tried to ban it a couple of years ago, according to a local report. But Lopez says you shouldn't judge over a haircut.
If he's comfortable with the way he looks, then it doesn't bother me at all. I don't personally like the haircut, but it doesn't bother me.
Nereida Moreno, WBEZ News.